Hey guys, January 2025.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, it's crazy. So I bought another book, which is actually coincidentally one that's on your TBR list.
Yeah.
Mine's a little further back, so it's not on mine. But this will. I'm gonna try to make this the last book I buy until Onyx Storm comes out on the 21st. So yeah. 21 days of not buying a book. We'll see how I can do.
Yeah. See that thick, one. Though. See that was one that surprised me. Is mine is a lot thinner than the hardback is a lot thinner than in the paperback. Like,
yeah, yours is probably a 6x9. Like this one is a 5x8.
Finger.
Look how thick.
I know. How many pages?
Like, this is insane. I'm going to look without spoilers. Okay, that's the acknowledgments, the thank you page. 690. So this will officially be longer than Court of Silver Flames for me. I think there's a family. Oh, there's a family tree in the back.
I was just looking at that, but I don't want to actually read the words.
Yeah, me either. I don't want family tree spoilers till the end. So
apparently, book two's already out. It said fall of 2025 in the back for book two.
Apparently. Nice.
Apparently, but yeah,
we'll have book two if we end up liking it. Oh. That's so beautiful. I wish I got the hardback, but I didn't see it. So
subsequently, that talks about one of the things we're going to talk about tonight. Speaking of hardbacks and special editions, I'm just kidding. All right, well, let's do our January TBR stuff first. All right.
So I am currently reading Ashes in the Star-Cursed King, and by currently reading, I mean I'm going to start it tonight.
Oh,
so
you got me excited for nothing, because I was going to ask what you thought so far.
I'm sorry.
And then
I literally have put my bookmark in the title page.
Yep.
Which I did get a new bookmark. I was spoiled by Six Scorched Roses. It came with a ribbon, and I'm like, I want a ribbon. So I'm like, I can make my own bookmark. It's a waste of $5, but I had to. I could not.
It's not a waste. Beef jerky.
So I literally had a planner, a book, a bookmark, and beef jerky. I was like, I am like stocked up. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm probably gonna take this off because I don't like to hurt the dust jacket.
That's what I
learned my lesson with Iron Flame, but you've showed this off before. I just can't get over how beautiful it is, ironically enough.
Yeah.
Six Scorched Roses got me in the mood for this series, but it was a 4-star read for me, so I wanted, 5-star reads from this, so I'm excited to kind of go back to the, bigger stuff.
Yeah.
And it was also really short, so I'm like, I kind of want, a full novel stuff.
I wanted a full novel with Val and Lilith. I wanted, a full-size novel for them. That's what I want.
They needed one. I felt like it should. There was parts that were summarized that should have been a little thicker, bigger. But it's still good. I'm interested to see how they come into play. The cliffhanger at the end of Serpent in the Wings of Night. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they're going to fix things in their relationship and how this is going to work. And I know this is going to be politics, so I'm excited for politics. And, of course, I have an extra bonus scene in this edition, which, again, it's ironic because of our conversation later on that we're going to have.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to currently read. And I did mention this to you, but I need to get this done by the 12th because I'm doing another reading challenge that this book reader is doing, Oceana. I'll see if I can find it and put it in the comments below. But it's like, I'm the assistant to the villain is going to be the one that fulfills that, and that starts from the 12th to the 18th.
Okay.
So that's going to be really fast to read this.
Yeah.
And I got to get this done before then. So, and then I don't know how much I'm going to feel like reading if I'm editing all the time. So we're going to have to play this month by ear.
That's fair.
So that's kind of my first and
I have found that we do this thing where we end up picking books from the same series just at different points in the series.
Oh, it's funny.
We did this with ACOTAR. We did this with Throne of Glass. We did this with Throne of Glass. Now we're doing it with Serpent
of Naxia.
The Crown of Naxia series. Book four, it's,
and you're always ahead of me. I want one where I'm ahead of you. That would be nice. Because then you could talk all you want.
And if I ever read Everking, then you'll be one up on me.
Yeah.
Unless I read book two, and then you'll be behind again.
Yeah, because I'm at 60% done.
Oh. That's funny. Or if you manage to like speed read all of Throne of Glass and start Crescent City, because I'm taking a break from that before I start Crescent City. So there's a chance.
There we go.
There's a chance.
It's a very, 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 very slim one.
I was going to say a very slim chance, but there's a chance.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So my next one is, as I said, Assistant to the Villain, because it kind of fulfills all the quota for the next one, which is like not set in your world, a story you got for free because I got this for Christmas, something on a topic you're interested in, which is villains, and then I forget the fourth thing, but it's something else that this fulfills. So that would be my next one. But my friend, mine kind of all go together, but my friend H.A. Pruitt is re-releasing Anathalian on the 14th of January. And so this is going to have a new cover and I'm excited. And she said the biggest changes, like she's edited this like multiple times. So it's probably like the writing's tighter and, you know, well-written and everything. But the biggest like plot development changes happened in the first chapter and the last chapter. Mm-hmm. So my goal is to buy the new version to support her because I support indie authors. So shout out to H.A. Pruitt, who is also my editor. And so, yeah, I'm going to reread. And she also redid the illustrations in hers because she does her own illustrations. So I'm excited to see how the illustrations are different.
Yeah.
But I'm going to reread the first chapter and the last chapter and then kind of refresh my memory on it and then start her book too, which is called Earthquaking. And again, she designed this and did it herself, so yeah, including the font and stuff, and she has a special bookmark, so I'm going to use that bookmark with this book, and so that's my goal for like the rest of the January, to get through Earthquaking. Cool. So and kind of figure out where I left off and stuff, so pretty excited. My main thing is that this is like they're teenagers, and you know me, I have trouble relating to teenagers, but I did pretty good with like Anathalian because they're really like relatable characters. Mm-hmm. And stuff.
Yeah.
She starts off with one of the girls is like in high school, and so some of her, can't remember the details, but it was like she doesn't make a lot of friends, or she wishes people would like her, and a lot of like her high mm-hmm. school feelings was like me when I was in high school, so I was able to like relate to her better. Cool. I'm hoping that the teenage stuff will not impair me, but they're in a fantasy world now, and there's like a plot going on and stuff, and I dropped the bookmark. I'll have to pick it up later, but it's like they got to find the necklaces, and there's definitely some bigger stuff going on.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. And she has a lot of like fun fantasy creatures that they meet along the way that she kind of invented. So, like at one point they were staying with a group of like insect-like people but like the culture building of like what the insect society was like.
Yeah.
I can't remember the terms of it, but it's like really creative world building. So.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Well, that's the January TBR, pretty much.
Okay, so the other two...
And I may jump around
between
all these, so...
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, so I'm not really sure which one I want to do next. I started Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire several years ago. And it was when these covers first came out is when I started reading them. And then I kind of stopped for a while. And enough time had passed that they stopped selling these covers in stores and they redid the covers again. And so I was able to get on to, I scoured Amazon. No, it was eBay. I scoured eBay to find these style covers. And I think there's this one shop on eBay that I bought, like, all of them for, like, all of the books for, like, $2 to $5 each.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I've got all the rest of them except for book two. For some reason, I have the original cover for book two that eventually I will get this cover so they all match. But it will be on eBay and it will be for less than $5 because I'm not going to spend full price just for a matching cover. But I will spend $2 to $5 for a matching cover.
That seems reasonable to me, so.
Yeah. Okay, and then the other one...
I think I like my awkward Throne of Glass being different, so for me, I'm just going to leave mine,
You could probably find all of yours on eBay, but the difference is that they're all, like, stupidly expensive at the moment.
I'd probably get the new version of Throne of Glass to replace it instead of replacing the other ones, but...
Yeah, that's fair. Then When the Moon Hatched, which we kind of talked about already... It was what your new but your new purchase.
So much thicker.
I need to take the Target sticker off. Ha! Goes into our next discussion. But it sounds really good. It's about an assassin who works with this group and she ends up getting imprisoned. And so she has to like work with like different quests and stuff, and it felt kind of similar to Throne of Glass, but it still feels different, so it makes me kind of excited for it. So
yeah, and I think the main guy, they had something to do with him, he's mourning somebody. Yes, and so he's going to prison and find her, and so I thought that was kind of
Well, the thing that hooked me was it was like the echoes of the past raced between them. Well, it says that there's clues lure him to the capital's high security prison, where he stumbles upon imprisoned Rave. Echoes of the past race between them. There's more to their story than meets the eye, but some truths are too poisonous to swallow. So it was like makes me think of like Immortal, and like they knew each other previously, like a past.
Yeah, I'm interested.
It makes me think of that kind of vibe. So I'm like, it's different. It's like assassins, but different. And I like that.
Yeah.
So I'm curious.
I did too. It actually reminds me a little bit about the blurb of, I can't remember, but it's like a black cover that I've got that I bought that was like something to do with stars, and like the prologue was like the guy was grieving there too. So it's like,
yeah,
it kind of gave me that too, that kind of vibe. So that would be really interesting to see if you like it and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, obviously, as soon as Onyx Storm comes out on the 21st, I'm probably going to switch to that one. So, that'll be
my February read. That'll be my February. Yeah. I'll put Onyx Storm into February's
I don't know if I can
list.
Wait that long. I don't know if I can wait that long, depending on when I get it and all that stuff. And if I'm, like, I may finish, like, I probably will be in the middle of reading something.
It'll be on my February list, but if I'm done with my book by the 21st, I'll start it when I get it. It's just, if it's on January's, it might be on January's. If not, then it'll be on whichever one I finish it.
I've also got Gate Kagoshima, which is another anticipated read coming out. I don't know if it's the end of January, like closer to February. Mm-hmm. So that'll probably be, because that was Poppy's. And she edited the Japanese section of Immortal for me, like the cultural stuff.
Okay, cool.
She's married to a Japanese man. I think she has like a half Japanese son, and she lived in Japan for a while.
Wow.
So,
that's awesome.
And like, I've described it as like Outlander, but like, like Japan. I don't know if it's going to be like 1500s or 1800s, so I haven't quite figured out the era, but
yeah,
it seems really good. I have the audiobook and the special edition hardback thing that she was releasing, but hers is like, she only released that edition in the US because I think she's based in the UK now.
Okay.
So like, it came like coming way after the UK version. So,
gotcha.
And speaking of special editions and Onyx Storm coming out on the 21st,
okay.
You, let's launch into our little controversy we got going on here.
Okay, so I saw a video.
Prepare for for a rant here.
Yeah, I've already ranted. I've ranted your ear off already before we even started the stream, so it's going to be interesting. Okay, so I saw a video of somebody else ranting on TikTok, because I hadn't heard this, but apparently Rebecca Yarrow posted just on her Instagram. The video's not on TikTok. I thought that was interesting. That it was only on Instagram.
They go so wide with it, yeah.
But apparently, we all know that Onyx Storm has been pre-ordered for a while, and it's like the special edition, so it has like the sprayed edges and all the hardback sprayed edges, that kind of stuff. Well, they just announced here recently, I don't know if it was today, I think it was like maybe a couple days ago, like at the end of the year, maybe, and I just didn't see it until now. But apparently, Target's going to have a Target exclusive edition with a different style of sprayed edges and illustrated bits on the inside with a bookmark. Here's my issue. I pre-ordered Onyx Storm the day it was announced that it was pre-order availability. As soon as it was available for pre-order, I pre-ordered it. Because I want a special edition copy. I want the sprayed edges. I don't want just the plain white edges if I can order it when there is the sprayed edge. I want the nicer copy, just so, I don't know. It's just me being vain, I don't know. But here's my dilemma now. Now that they're announcing this Target edition, I don't live close enough to a Target that I can just pop in my car and run straight over there at the end after work and get it. Like, I live, like, 40 minutes away from the closest Target's, like, 40 minutes away. If I cancel my, because I can cancel my pre-order with a certain big company that starts with an A and has a rainforest, is named after a rainforest. If I cancel my pre-order with them and just go on a wing and a prayer that I'm going to get one of the deluxe editions at Target the weekend after it comes out, because I won't be able to go the day of, because I'm pretty sure the day of I should have looked this up ahead of time.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't think about it either.
So January 21st is on a Tuesday. I will be teaching.
It's literally middle of the week. Yeah.
Our school is a 4-day school week, so that will be the first day of the week of teaching. And it's in January, which means we start our sewing unit, which is a big project where we collab with art, and we have a big fashion show that's going to be... Fashion show will be in full swing. So there's no way I'm going to be able to drive 45 minutes after work on a school night to get this book. So I'm going to have to wait 4 days. I would have to go to Target like 4 days after it's released to even get a chance at getting this edition if I were to choose to go with the Target exclusive edition. But here's the thing. If I cancel my pre-order, there's a chance that, and then I don't end up getting that copy, and I go back and try to order another version order the book. As I'm sure you're aware, when something is super super popular, Target, it's going to get sold out. Like on Amazon stuff like that, it's going to get sold out. So then it's like, would I even have any special edition at that point? And I understand my circumstances are very, like, not everyone has the same circumstances as me. Some people are collectors. They want all the special editions possible. But then it's like, it feels like a money grab. It feels like they're trying to get me to spend money as possible on all of these editions. And it's like...
That's what doesn't make sense to me, though, is like normally when you do like a special edition released for like at a specific place... or something, you do it either like for a campaign or you do it like it's really like this is release month, you know what I'm saying? Like for me, it's just like so last minute. And then like for me, at least in the indie author world, and I'm sure a lot of my indie authors would agree, like you value your pre-order campaign, so anybody who orders your book before that come out, they're taking a lot of faith that they're buying your book, not even able to glimpse inside of it, so they don't know if they're going to enjoy it or not.
Yeah.
And so you want to give them a high value for ordering your book early before it comes out, and so they have it on release day.
Yeah.
And so to me, you don't really do anything else, like a giveaway or something is one thing, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you want to focus on your pre-order campaigners. Does that make sense? Like, I'm making sense here.
Yeah.
Where it's like they're the special people, and you want them to have a high value for ordering your book, especially like you guys have been ordering it for months. Like, it's been pre-ordered for months for everybody who did. Like, I didn't.
Yeah.
But, you know, for anybody who did, it's like a bigger deal.
Yeah.
And again, like you said, you want to be able to make sure you get a copy, but you can't justify keeping both.
Yeah.
And especially, like, the average person is just lucky to get a single book to read. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, most of us can't just
keep buying books. Like, I can't afford to spend $60, $70 on four or five different versions of a book. Like, I'm only going to read one version. I was lucky enough when I ordered Iron Flame. I got one of the copies on Amazon because it said it was that there was no more of them. But I was lucky enough to get a copy that had the black sprayed edges. It's just plain black. There's no special detailing on the sides.
Yeah.
And I got the black edges. And I wasn't expecting that, but that was great. You know?
Yeah.
Iron Flame, like, Fourth Wing doesn't have any special... It's not a special edition. It's just the plain Jane edition. You know? And it's...
And then we were talking about the competition between the corporations where it's like Target has to have a special edition to try to one-up Amazon, and it's kind of screwing the little guy who just wants to read the dang book and maybe have something special with it. Yeah. You know, like one special edition that you can value on your shelf that looks nice and has some exclusives in it.
Uh-huh.
And now new pre-orderers are like kind of screwed over in that sense because you're getting like... Yeah. What else, you know,
and then
it's irritating.
And then one thing that confuses me is the fourth thing. Why was Fourth Wing re-released on paperback with extra Zayden chapters just randomly?
You might not have had them written or edited yet, is more than likely what that was. Like, that was just kind of, it seems like an afterthought.
Yeah, but, like, I can't remember if it was released, did they release the paperback at the same time as they announced Onyx Storm? I'm wanting to say it was around the same time, so it's like, if that was coordinated, then yeah, that's fine. But it's like, and then it's like that, yeah, bro, it's like, I don't need a paperback and a hardback of a book, copy of a book. You know, I don't need I don't need four or five different special editions of a book. And I think it's really just, it just feels almost out of touch with the average human being in today's world where everything is stupidly expensive. And it's like...
Well, and the average book reader, too, because how many people actually read anymore? Like, I'm pretty sure we've talked about this before, where it's like very few people actually read anymore.
And
how many of those people are going to want to pay a lot of money for just to read a dang book?
I mean, if it wasn't... You know, and regardless of people's opinions on TikTok and BookTok on whether it's a healthy place or not, whether it's toxic or not... One thing I do have to give credit for is that if it wasn't for BookTok, we'd have a lot less readers in our world at the moment. 100%. TikTok,
yes.
And BookTok side of TikTok has really pushed and boosted reading and boosted a lot of these series that have been out for a while that people knew of and loved, but it wasn't viral like we see right now. So it's like
Red Queen, like it probably wasn't getting too many sales either.
Yeah, and so it's like. So you have to give credit to those kind of things, but like without that, we wouldn't have any of this. You know, we wouldn't have nearly as many people reading. I would never have started reading ACOTAR or Throne of Glass, you know, like, or any of that.
And another thing to aspect too is that you see like the sprayed edges, special edition hardbacks, like on Target and other, like they're being sold on shelves now. So it's like for indie authors, there's the aspect too that like the expectations, they're not just special on Kickstarter or a one-time campaign thing. These are starting to become expected out of hardbacks for readers everywhere.
Yeah.
And so it's like, the expectations of readers are going to be higher as well. I want a sprayed edges.
Yeah.
And it's like, how are we supposed to do that when print-on-demand companies like KDP, which is Amazon, Draft Digital, which is like everywhere else, like, and Indie, Ingram Spark and some of those print-on, they don't do sprayed edges, so we can't afford, it's like indie authors are going to fall further behind.
Well, and then there comes to that conclusion that it's like sprayed edges, the sprayed edges and stuff like that started as a, like, pre-order limited amount thing where you only had, there was only so many copies of that book that were printed with that specific special bit. And if you were one of the lucky few that got there quick enough, like Black Friday type version, you know, style thing, if you weren't one of the first few to get it, you're out of luck.
I've seen ones on Kickstarter that actually have a number, like, on the title page, and this is, like, number one, number two, all the way up to, like, 100 or however many copies, and once it's gone, it's gone, but you also get your special numbered book. Yeah. Like, oh, I got number 45, like, it's the 45th book that was put out, and they did that for whatever the campaign was, so, like, and it, again, exclusive, and special, then, limited, like.
And then with the indie author side of things... is that when you have readers that, like, when you have these books that it's becoming, because, like, when we were working at Target, when I was with you, not this last time, but the time before, when we were at Target together, we kind of met up and went to Target, that there were books where you could buy the plain white cuff edges, or you could buy the sprayed edges, and they had both versions there. The sprayed edges were like $3 more. It was like $23 instead of $20. But you could buy the plain edges if you wanted, but you could also buy the sprayed edges. And it's like, now it's becoming more of like options, or just like you said, almost expected. And then it's like you have these indie authors who are having to go to pay extra to get the sprayed edges on their stuff, if they're lucky, if they're even able to find a company that will do the sprayed edges for them. And then, but the thing is because...
It was like $40.
Well, and the thing is...
$48.
Yeah, and so it's like, when you have indie authors are having to pay this out of pocket,
to get these things done. So, of course, they're going to have to charge more. And then you have the average person that may be like, why is this book $45 when I can go to Target and get a book with sprayed edges at Target for $20? And then you have to have this whole discussion all over again about like supply and demand and how these big corporations can spend hundreds and hundreds and thousands of dollars to buy thousands and millions of copies of this book and can afford to sell it that cheap. You know, and it's just...
And then you have the other aspect, too, that like, the average person kind of isn't going to, like, really give a lot of attention to indie authors anyway. And now it's like if there's that gap of, okay, well, I have a sprayed-edged, you know, famous book here, for example. Like, imagine if this was sprayed-edged. But I also have, oh, the indie author. Not only is it indie author, so that gives the bad connotation. It's not going to be as good or it's not going to be as edited or, you know, whatever the stereotype is, but now it's like, oh, well, that one's just like regular, it's not special, there's nothing special to it, and they're gonna turn away. And so now we can't even sell our regular things because we can't. I'm pretty sure, like, on 48 hour books, it was like $40 the last I checked to get sprayed edges with, like, just the I didn't even have gold foiling or anything on the outside, it was just the sprayed edges, just the basic, and that's the printing cost. I still have to cover the shipping and make a profit off of it. So you're looking at a $40 printing cost. I'm probably gonna have to charge $60 to $70 for that book to cover all the expenses. Who the heck is gonna buy an indie author book for $60?
Yeah.
Just for sprayed edges with nothing else special inside of it.
Yeah.
I'm an indie author that I probably can't afford to put in stores anyway. Like, it's just...
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Yeah. It just...
And then, like I said, the lack of attentive care, like, the lack of appreciation for the pre-order people for Onyx Storm, though, and I get Rebecca Yarles probably is not doing any of this. Like, she's just complying to the demands of the publishers and the big corporations.
It's her publishers and the corporations that are doing it.
Yeah.
It's Target and Amazon competing 100%. With one another, and it's like, you even see, like, Taylor Swift's is big, like, a lot of her vinyls are big about having Target exclusives. So it's like, with certain things, Target is notorious for having Target exclusives of stuff. And it's like, it's just, it's there, literally, yeah. it's like two big corporations, two big giants fighting with each other. And we're just the little guys standing down like on the ground looking up at them. It's like, that's all that we're, all it is like these two big corporations fighting with each other to try to get more people. So, like, what Target's wanting is they're wanting people to cancel the pre-order, so that way on release day they have this big boom of buyers that rush to their store to buy the books on the day of, so they can sell out, so they can make a huge profit. That's literally all it is. And it's like, I can understand why people, like, because there's people on Reddit that are like, it feels like a money grab, and they're talking about, like, authors who, like, have talked, like, how, like, she's shamed resellers on her Instagram story, which is, like, we even had this discussion, which seems almost, like, kind of a different situation, like, resellers and stuff like that. But it's, like, talking about how it seems kind of hypocritical and stuff, and how people are saying that it's, like, induces, like, anxiety in the hopes of getting it. It's, like, competing to get a book, like, playing into that concept of, like, competition to get a book. And it's, like, you know, and it's, like, I kind of can't help but feel kind of bad for Rebecca because I'm sure she's seeing these comments. And she was, to be fair, on Instagram, she was responding to them. She was responding to Instagram Reel comments. So she was active in the comments responding to them, because that was my thing, is I was looking at, like, the comments that people were making and her responses back. And so one of her main things was, so she's like, I'm just glad that my readers have the ability to choose which edges they want. I get that.
Yeah.
But if it was only, if it's only about providing different style of edges for your readers, then why does the Target exclusive have extra stuff added into it other than the covers? Like, it has a little bookmark tassel. It has a picture, it has like a colored map, a full colored map. It has a picture of the black dragon, which I'm assuming is to be Tarn. It's like, why is, like,
if and why we are wasn't wanting... it, like, transparent, where at the beginning, like, hey, there's going to be multiple editions of this, and some editions are going to have more things or less things, so you need to wait out and decide which one you want to do.
Yes, exactly. Like, be transparent with people at the beginning. If there's even a possibility, even if it's not confirmed, if there's a possibility of multiple editions, all it would take is just, like, a winky, like, a picture of, like, a winky face and being like, hey, stay tuned for more Onyx news and more, special edition news, you know. That's what all it literally all it would take. It'd be, you like, stay tuned for special edition news and stuff like that. And so, like, then it'd be like, okay, so wait a minute. So there's going to be multiple editions of this book coming out. I need to be paying attention to figure out what I want.
Well, you know what I, what could be, and I don't know, I'm just speculating here, so, but what could be is that it was a last minute argument with Target if she was trying to get her books to be released in Target now that it's closer to release day, and Target's like, no, we're not going to release your book unless you add extra things. So the publishers had to comply to Target's demands, otherwise they probably wouldn't have sold a regular edition.
That would make sense, because I don't see Rebecca being somebody that, you know, I don't, it just doesn't make sense, because her main thing was like, well, like, because one of the things that I saw her commenting was that about, like, she did comment about the other, like, the illustrations and stuff like that. She did comment on about that kind of stuff, because somebody was, like, talking about it, and she responded back how exciting it was, which it is exciting. It's, I'm not discrediting that. I'm not discrediting the work that she's put into this. She put a lot of work into it, and it's going to be an amazing, angsty book, and I'm super excited for it. And it's like, and her, and one of the other things she mentioned was the sprayed edges, being able to pick which one. Like, I can see why some people would want more of, like, the flowy, whimsical swooshes on the side. I like having all the dragons down the side. I like that. But I also want, but I also want the tassel.
One is like, what even is the sprayed edges on that one?
Yeah.
Because it didn't look any different. You know? The tassel, like,
and that's my thing. It's like the little stuff like that, the cosmetic stuff, like the adding the extra pictures. Like, it just, and I know it's Target.
Yeah.
I know it's the big companies that are doing this, because Barnes & Noble has their special edition. That's why my Silver Flames is gray and yours is orange, is because I ended up getting the Barnes & Noble edition.
Barnes & Noble edition. Yeah, I hate.
And it's like, literally every company does that. Walmart does that. Target does that. Amazon does that. Barnes & Noble does that. It's all these companies competing with each other. So it's like, it shouldn't bother me, and it shouldn't make me frustrated. But it's the fact that I've had this book pre-ordered for so long, only to find out that there's a cooler version that you can't pre-order, and it's for the people that wait and buy it the day of. And I'm like, I thought pre-ordering was something that we were trying to push push people to do, but now it feels like people are getting punished for pre-ordering.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. It's your pre-orders are like, well, the indie authors, we have, like, will you look up techniques for, like, trying to get people to pre-order and, like, making it special for people. Like, okay, if you pre-order, you get this, this, and this, and this that regular people won't get. Like, you know, that's why Kickstarter, that's essentially what the Kickstarter, for me, and what a lot of people do, is the Kickstarter is your pre-order campaign, even though I still technically had it available for pre-order on Amazon, but it's like, that's the special pre-order campaign, you know, because you get all this stuff, and, like, you can't find that anywhere else.
With, like, video games, like, you see there are certain things that you'll get, like, if you choose to pre-order a game ahead of time, you may get early access, or you may get, like, little cosmetic stuff to add into the game. You know, like on Elder Scrolls Online, if you pre-order the DLCs when they come out, you get, like, the horse, you get the outfit, you get the emote, you get the outfit, you get several other things that you may not necessarily get access to if you choose to get the DLC later after it's already been released. Like, they add, if it's, they either add extra cosmetic stuff that you get, like, add extras that are just for pre-order, so you get some cosmetic stuff if you choose to buy it after, but, like, the people that chose to pre-order it get these extra things. And it's like, you can't really find those extra bits very easily afterwards because they're pre-order exclusive stuff. And it's like, now it's just be like, what's the purpose of pre-ordering at all if they're just going to be other special editions that come out the day of?
It's like, why are we even pre-ordering that with any other books, you know?
And I just feel like that would hurt sales,
other than other than like books and vinyls, because you mentioned it happened with vinyls, I don't know of any other product that this happens to, like DVDs, which isn't really too, like, people don't really buy DVDs anymore. Well, like movies. Yeah, but even when you buy a movie on streaming, you're not going to get like deleted bonus content anymore just for buying from one streaming service or another. Like, you're lucky to find a movie on a streaming service that you're subscribed to and not having it somewhere else. So it's like books and the vinyls, like, why is this expectations and stuff happening with books?
Yeah, I don't get
it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
who knows?
And again, if you like to collect, like, people collect cars, okay? Like, there are rich people around the world who will collect cars. Like, if you're a collector, like, that's fine. Like, nothing, no, like, totally everybody will find something to spend money on to collect that'll just sit on a shelf or in a garage or, you know, like, there are worse things that you could be spending a whole lot more money for to like, collect. So it's not anything against that. It's just the concept of like punishing the pre-orderers who already pre-ordered it, who were like loyal from the start, because you guys were the ones that was like, I'm excited. Yes, I'm getting it the day it's announced. Yeah, like,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's like, it just,
and that's where it's like, again, and that's where it's like, I kind of want to go back on and look at Amazon again to see if there's, if it says, I mean, is there any, which I probably should have
done. I was looking, but I couldn't find anything.
Like, let me go to my orders, because it's not shipped.
Yeah.
Not shipped yet.
Okay. Because it says deluxe limited edition.
Yes.
Is literally what I'm seeing on here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Stunning deluxe. Okay. Features gorgeous sprayed edges with stenciled artwork, as well as exclusive special design features.
That's very vague.
Special design features. Yeah. Incredible collectible, only available for a limited time. Must have for any book lover while supplies last in the U.S. and Canada only. And then it comes to, like, then you have the situation where you have people in other countries that don't have access to these versions at all. And it's like,
yeah,
which really sucks.
I know, like, for from the indie author side, like, we're lucky to be able to ship. Like, we can't afford to go to other countries, so a lot of times, like, other countries won't have, like, our books available either.
Well, speaking of which, have you seen the covers for the, like, the Korean versions of the Fourth Wing covers? I somehow ended up getting on the Korean side of TikTok food, and now I'm on the Korean side of Fourth Wing, and it's like,
that's funny.
They look pretty.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be like able to read any of it. Friend, but they look really pretty. Yeah.
The UK version was out first, and it's, like, really, really pretty. And then she did, like, a cover reveal exclusively for, like, the different country cover reveal things, like, when she released it in the US and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. So, gorgeous sprayed edges with stenciled artwork. So, I wonder what the stenciled artwork, if that's talking about the sprayed edges. Or if that's, okay.
As well as exclusive design features.
Design features. That is very vague. What other... Because exclusive and special are the same thing, so you're being redundant by saying the same thing twice, by the way. You don't need both words there.
Yeah.
And then what design features? I need a drink. I talk too much. Oh my gosh. So in other random news, I actually found this interesting because you're, especially since you're going to be reading Harry Potter this month, J.K. Rowling has crime novels that she's published.
Really?
Did you even know that? Because now they're being popular enough that they're going to make it to the small screen.
Really?
And I didn't even know that she has crime novels in general. The Silkworm, wait, that's not it. I don't know why. Yeah, that's weird. But, she's drawing up the screenplay for a Harry Potter spinoff, releasing 12 days worth. And before that, it's announced she'll be publishing a past commitment speech, donating most of the book's proceeds to charity. Okay, the BBC has announced that it plans to adapt two of Rowling's detective novels for television. Wow. Written under the pseudonym Robert Galbraith, The Cuckoo's Calling and The Silkworm pair is an ongoing series which spotlights the auspiciously named private detective. So she used a pen name to write a pen name to write it. Huh. So Robert Galbraith is her pen name, but she wrote and published it. That is, I did not even know that.
Yeah, there's several from that in that series. There's like seven books in that series.
But
Cuckoo's Calling.
She
the silkworm
on Twitter.
Yeah,
she says. On Twitter, she says, my friend at R. Galbraith's first novel is going to be a TV drama on BBC One. He's very excited, but expressing it with characteristic silence. So she, I don't know if she jokingly tagged her own pen name and acted that's like another persona. She picked that up, or if, I assume, it's what it says is that it's her pseudonym. So,
yeah.
It's interesting. So I just wanted to throw that out there because I'm like, I didn't know she wrote crime novels, so that's a thing.
Huh. Yeah.
That's really interesting.
Is a...
But... And then apparently James Patterson, so for anybody who knows him, I think he does a lot of, like, thrillers and stuff. He's, like, one of the most famous thriller authors. He is gonna pledge... he's going to donate $1 million of his own money to support independent booksellers. So, I don't know exactly what that means, but it was, like, supporting indie.
Yeah.
Independent booksellers.
Hey, question.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, because it said other design features.
Yeah.
Would this be considered a design feature?
Yeah. The hardback thing.
So I having like having like design,
a different hardcover.
Could that be considered design features?
I would. Yeah. Having so each
or maybe
version,
having
so
like artwork inside.
Different.
Or like are the artwork like inside
that's,
the cover?
Yeah.
And,
that's
if that's the case,
feature.
I'm totally fine with that.
I'd be interested to see if the hardcover is going to be different.
Yeah.
If the hardcover is going to be different than the Target version.
Yeah. It needs to be so.
Because, like, I know we live close enough, it's probably going
to
be provided that we actually can go. Because I know my sister works that day. I have no vehicle, so we may not be able to get a copy either. So, again, like you said, you were talking about how people had the anxiety. Like, it does create this level of, am I going to be able to get a copy? I didn't pre-order it. I thought about it, but I just never have. And it's like, am I going to be able to get there? Am I going to be able to get a copy? Like, we may have to go the next day. And like, is it going to be out? And are we going to be able to try Walmart? And what about that? Is that going to be a regular edition? Am I not going to get anything special? Like,
exactly. And that's where it's that's one of the things because this year we didn't really feel like it didn't really feel like there was much of a Black Friday at all after Thanksgiving. And honestly, that's one of the few things I do not miss about Black Friday is that panic of like, am I going to have to fight this crowd to get this one thing that I want on sale? Like,
especially
I don't
people
miss
with
that.
Social anxiety.
Yes, I don't miss that at all.
I don't know if, oh my gosh. I have, me, like, most of us over here have, like, my sister, me, and I think you have it too. Like, the social anxiety.
Oh my gosh,
is
it's so real.
In a thick crowd. Like, if you don't have it, you're blessed. But for people who do, it is a thing. And so, and then to me, another thing that I wanted to add to this too is that you want the excitement around your book release to be exciting, but now you have people fighting, people disagreeing, people angry, you have people who are going to have anxiety, potentially fighting over copies, trying to get the last ones. The bookstore may be a crazy, I don't know how crazy, it may not, but it may not. I don't know. We're kind of a small little area, so I don't know how many people actually read the book around here.
Yeah.
But it may be a crazy thing, so it's going to be chaotic. So it's like how... you want it to be exciting.
Yeah.
And it's kind of losing that excitement because the anxiety level about it has kind of gone up. Especially if we're going to have to fight a crowd.
I haven't seen it explode on TikTok yet. I'm kind of waiting for more people to realize this or to talk about it. I've seen a few people mention that already. There's the fact that there's like two different versions that they're going to have to buy or whatever, or that they've already pre-ordered it, so they're going to have to cancel the pre-order to wait for that. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, I think honestly it's going to hurt, because like, do you get statistics on who pre-orders and how many pre-orders you get? Like, from as an author, do you get like information from Amazon on that kind of stuff?
No. They're from KDP's perspective, we get all of it. Like, they change their system a lot, so it, like, the day that it launches, you'll just get a bunch of like
okay.
Order.
Okay.
Or it'll show that, like, you have, at that point, it'll be released that, like, somebody bought it back in February, you know, just for, like, a random month. Like, but you won't know, like, we don't know who bought it. It just, we see that somebody did buy it at this date, but you won't get that information until after it releases.
Okay. So you won't know if I were to pre-order it and then cancel it before it releases. Would you get any information on that?
Not for an indie author, no.
Because that's on my KDP. Thinking.
Because like, the publishers would be dealing with that side of things.
There's going to be a handful of people that will buy both. There's a handful of people that will just get the Target exclusive because they chose, they couldn't pre-order and they chose to get it the day of, which is fine. You know.
Probably going to be me, yeah.
If you're a Target shopper, then that's a good thing for you. For like whoever shops at Target. And then it's like, then you have the people that pre-ordered like me that are debating of like, do I cancel my pre-order? There's going to be a chunk of people that will cancel their pre-order in the hopes of possibly getting one at Target. And then there's some that are like, I've already pre-ordered it. I'm not canceling my pre-order. I've already pre-ordered it, so I guess I just don't get these special features. And it's like, that's such a bummer. Like, such a bummer. It just bums me out.
You're dividing people into camps. Like, and I get that event, there would have been people who's like, okay, I'm going to get the ebook, I'm going to get the paperback, I'm going to get the hardback, or I'm just going to get the audio.
Like, I can...
Like, you're always going to have people who prefer the one version over another. Yeah. But to me, it's like, now you have the camps of like, well, I got this special edition, and I got that one, you know what I mean? And then it's like, well, for those people who are going to buy... who did buy the Target version, if they are proud of that, it's going to kind of make the other people feel bad. You like, and it's like, it just creates all this muddled
and territory. Then you have certain people that are just like, well, get over it and grow up and quit, you know, get over it and quit complaining and grow up. And it's like, yeah, I get that. Yeah. But it's like the principle behind the fact that the people that bought it first and were the most, like, the people that rushed to try to pre-order it are just kind of getting, skipped over. Yeah. Because now there's an even cooler special edition that's going to come to Target that you can't pre-order, that you can only get the day of. And it's like, I can't justify buying two books, two copies of the same book. Now, if it was a Kindle version, and even then, I may, like... Like, if I liked a book really, really good, really, really well, and all I had was the Kindle version, eventually I'm going to buy the physical copy to put on my shelf. Like, eventually I have the digital copy, the Kindle version of Immortal that you give me, that I got, my ARC copy, ARC reader copy that I have. Eventually I'm going to get the full version, the physical book of Immortal to put on my shelf. Like, that's going to be a thing again, eventually. It's like, I can justify that. Or if you have a physical copy, but you also want to be able to listen to the audiobook while you read it, I can get having the several different formats of the book. Because
there's a purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but it's like, if you have, like, two or three
or getting print different versions of a copy. Yeah.
Like, other than collectors, there's no real purpose for having multiple things. And it's like, I don't know.
Especially for, like, I get illustrations are amazing. I get full colored map is nice. I get tassel, like, whatever the things are.
Yeah.
But to me, I don't understand the cons. Like, I don't know. For me, like, we've ranted for a lot, but for me personally, I actually don't care. Like, I just want to read the book. If for me, bonus scenes. Like, if you're going to give me bonus scenes, that's the one thing that will.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll stop and think for a minute.
Yeah.
Because it's extra written content for me to consume.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But for me, it's like, I personally don't...
That's why I'm not a big fan of the paperback version of Fourth Wing that was released, like, way later that has extra Zayden scenes. That's the only thing that I'm not a big fan of. That's why I haven't even, like... I don't like that one, just purely because it was released so much later and it has extra written scenes in it that it's like...
I'm pretty sure I found that on her website. You can get the scenes anyway.
Yeah.
And I've read them anyway. So, I mean, and I think it was given to give context for Zayden for his character. Mm-hmm. But it's still like, and then that one having like the dragons on the edges, like that was pretty cool. But it's like, it irritates me because then I prefer the hardback that I have anyway. But it's still like, you know, I just don't, there's nothing extra special about it. It's just the hardback. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's kind of frustrating too. To like,
yeah,
I don't know. And to me, it's like, if you want to do a Target thing, I don't understand why it was so last minute, like the release month.
Yeah.
And why it wasn't said late, like earlier. You easily could have said, been, the publishers could have made an announcement.
It may have been at the
there's going to be multiple special editions.
It may have been at the very end of, like, December. I'm not sure when. Yeah.
It's still very last minute, though.
She posted it 12 hours ago. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Hold on. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know when. It doesn't tell me when she posted this.
Yeah. But. So that's our current. Yeah. The current thing that's frustrating for everybody.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So.
But let us know what your January TBR is going to be, what you're reading this month and what you're doing this month and your New Year stuff and everything. So I'm actually excited because I'm going to keep a reading journal this year. I have two different reading journals because they have different things to do in each of them.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty excited. But yeah I'm definitely in the mood for this universe right now. And then I'm excited to support my editor. And then Assistant for the Villain has been a thing I've wanted for a while.
Yeah, so you've mentioned that, several times. So
I hope I like it because people have said it's just like this cozy little adventure that's just kind of fun.
Yeah.
And so I'm interested to see if I'm going to hate it or like it. So I may have a hot take on that, but you know, and I'm excited, honestly, I just want to sit and read, like, and that's good to have that feeling again. Mm-hmm. Even though it's technically the first, I got to start working and editing and all the yucky stuff I don't want to do. So
that's funny. If you guys like this kind of content, if you're enjoying the live streams, if you're enjoying just bookish chats and all kinds of stuff, click the like button at the bottom. Subscribe if you want to. You can always unsubscribe if you don't like us and you kind of are tired of us. But there's a little bell, so you'll get notified when we go live, so you don't have to just watch the VODs back. And if you like watching the VODs or the videos or whatever, you can do that too. But all of that is below, so if you get a chance. That. And we do our daily updates as shorts, so you'll be getting more, there's more consistent, not always consistent, because I am very inconsistent here lately.
I'm trying to be a little bit more, but it happens.
I recorded one the other day, and then I just edited it, and then drafted it, and then just never posted it, so I probably need to post that one, and then do another update. But, I think that's it.
And also, if there's any other bookish content or topics that you'd like us to talk about,
let us know
as well. So,
because we're always, I'm always saving things on TikTok and Instagram to talk about, and things like that. So, like theories and stuff, which for me is typically centered around Onyx Storm or ACOTAR 6. So, that's where my brain, the theories that are circulating in my brain most of the time. So,
yeah.
All right. Bye.
Bye.